Texas Hold'em reflects our probabilistic universe in a nutshell. In No Limit Texas Hold'em tournaments, each player starts with two face-down cards. Throughout the game, community cards are dealt face-up in the center of the table. The first three community cards are called the flop. As the game progresses, two more community cards are added. In these tournaments, poker chips represent a player's stake. The main objective is to accumulate as many chips as possible by winning hands. No Limit Texas Hold'em is the most popular type of poker. In this game, players sit around a table and decide whether to stay in or fold their hands. If you stay in, you can either match the previous bet, called a call, or raise it to a higher amount. There are four rounds of betting, giving you chances to judge how good your cards are compared to others. The goal is to have the strongest hand by the end of the game or be the last player remaining without folding. Maria chose this game because it mirrors the decisions we make in everyday life. The balance of skill and chance in No Limit Texas Hold'em. No Limit Texas Hold'em stands out from other poker games because it strikes a balance between what you know and what remains uncertain. You start with your two cards and gradually uncover community cards, giving you enough information to make strategic decisions. Yet, despite knowing the probabilities of certain hands, the game is never entirely predictable. This mix of known and unknown factors makes poker a blend of skill and luck. Mathematician John von Neumann noted how poker reflects the probabilistic nature of our everyday lives, where outcomes are influenced by both our actions and chance events. Life lessons from No Limit Texas Hold'em. Another notable aspect of No Limit Texas Hold'em is its unrestricted betting. At any point in the game, players can go all in, putting all their chips into the pot. Life similarly involves taking high-risk, high-reward actions. No barriers are preventing us from investing all our resources, be it money, emotions, or even our entire existence, into ventures without guarantees. If you find the rules of poker perplexing, don't fret. It's an intricate game. Even Maria required months of rigorous study to comprehend it completely. Thankfully, you don't need to be an expert poker player to incorporate its insights into your playbook. Knowledge to lose well is crucial for learning how to win. To learn a new skill, starting with a good mentor is key. Maria's mentor, Eric Seidel, ranks fourth in all-time poker tournament earnings and is in the Poker Hall of Fame. He's known for his ability to win consistently. While many poker champions have faced financial troubles over time, Eric has developed for over 30 years. Some hail him as the greatest poker player ever. What sets him apart? Eric's enduring success lies not just in winning but in his mastery of handling losses. When Maria wanted to learn poker, Eric advised her to seek guidance from Dan Harrington, known for his book Harrington on Hold'em. While the book covers various poker styles, Harrington's advice is more about self-discovery. He told Maria that mastering poker starts with mastering oneself. This, he explained, means understanding her weaknesses through the experience of losing repeatedly. The value of learning from failure. Dominating a new skill often involves learning from mistakes. Early success can lead to overconfidence or illusions. Failure, on the other hand, forces you to assess your methods and keep improving. In activities like poker, being able to objectively analyze a losing hand is crucial. Learning how to handle setbacks is vital for long-term success. Eric, for example, stays competitive because he accepts losses gracefully and uses them to grow. Unlike many who take losses personally and blame others, Eric sees each defeat as a chance to learn and improve. Eric has a knack for handling losses, both in poker and in life. In 1987, he lost his job on Wall Street during a stock market crash right when his wife became pregnant. Instead of dwelling on the setback, he reevaluated his options. With a background in backgammon, he switched gears to focus on poker. Before long, he turned his fortunes around, becoming known worldwide as a skilled and successful poker champion. Act smart means ignoring others' opinions about you. In the fall of 2016, Maria's routine in New York City changed as she delved into learning poker. A few days each week, she strolled near Eric's apartment on the Upper West Side. On other days, she took the train to New Jersey, where online gambling is legal. In local coffee shops, she played poker on her laptop. Playing online gave Maria, a beginner, a chance to practice without needing to go to live tournaments. She also recorded her games to review them later with Eric. Maria played a hand early in an online poker game with a jack and a 10, hoping for a straight. This move, called an open-ended straight draw, offered her various ways to proceed. Instead of focusing on her strategy, she tried to hide her novice status. Eventually, she had to fold her hand. Later, Eric questioned her decision to bet on the jack 10 so early. Maria recalled Eric mentioning that the jack 10 could be a strong hand for drawing. She also remembered winning with it before. However, she realized Eric had advised her to wait and observe before committing to such cards. By betting early, Maria had prioritized certainty over thoughtful decision-making. Learn from experience, Maria's story. Maria didn't always make decisions based on clear reasoning. She was often focused on proving to Eric that she wasn't weak. Ironically, Eric just wanted her to think things through carefully. Later on, Maria was offered a chance to write a magazine article for a small fee. In the past, she had asked the editor for more money right away but was refused. This time, though, she mentioned that she hadn't been taking on much freelance work because she was busy writing a book. By waiting and being strategic, Maria was offered more money by the editor for the first time. Social norms might influence how you play. Maria, armed with her psychology background, was aware of the challenges she might face in the predominantly male world of poker. She had read a study showing that men bluff more often in online poker when playing against a female avatar. Keeping this in mind, Maria chose the username the Psych Chick to mentally prepare herself for how she might be treated in live poker tournaments. Later, Maria realized that her behavior at the poker table was influenced by societal expectations tied to her gender. Maria, a newcomer to poker, initially saw her lack of experience as an advantage. She had no ingrained habits to hinder her learning process. However, she struggled with adopting an assertive style during gameplay. During her first live tournament in New York, Eric advised Maria to boost her assertiveness. Instead of folding in certain situations, he suggested she consider bluffing. Eric pointed out that being aggressive could work in her favor because male players might underestimate her abilities to make bold moves. Social conditioning and gender bias. Maria realized that her reluctance to play aggressively stemmed from societal expectations imposed on women. She discovered that her behavior wasn't just random, it was influenced by years of learning how women should behave, shaped by a world that often criticizes assertiveness in women. Research led by Hannah Riley Bowles from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government confirms that women in leadership roles face more criticism than men when they assert themselves. This societal response conditions women to adopt passive behaviors instead. Despite her success as an author with a PhD in psychology, Maria thought she had moved past societal expectations. However, playing poker revealed otherwise. Initially, this realization was so painful that she considered quitting poker altogether. Yet, after a good night's sleep, she felt determined to defy stereotypes and prove herself as a capable champion. Focus on your strategy, not your circumstances. In the winter of 2017, 6 months before the WSOP, Maria went to Las Vegas for the first time to practice playing live poker every day. Once in Vegas, she initially planned to visit famous casinos like Caesars and MGM Grand. However, Eric advised her to play at casinos with buy-in suited to her skill level. Though it stung her pride a bit, Maria realized she still had a lot to learn. Maria experienced the highs and lows of poker in two different settings. At a $60 tournament in Bally's Casino, she confidently bet all in with a strong hand, a set of nines, but was disappointed to find someone had an even better hand, ending her tournament run. Later, at the prestigious Aria Casino during a $25,000 buy-in event, Maria sought to discuss her earlier defeat with Eric. However, Eric cut her off, insisting he wasn't interested unless she had specific questions about her gameplay rather than just recounting the cards she held. The impact of attitude on luck, lessons from poker and life. Eric advised Maria not to dwell on bad outcomes in poker. Instead of blaming luck, he suggested she focus on her strategy. Later, Maria thought about how our views on luck affect our feelings, choices, and outlook on life. Being resilient helps us move past setbacks and prepare better for the future. In poker, your attitude toward bad luck is crucial. Do you see yourself as a victim of circumstances, or do you feel empowered to make tough decisions? In the worst case, you might start believing that effort is pointless when luck is against you. This applies to life as well. If you concentrate too much on luck, you might get stuck in feelings of misfortune. Instead, focus on what you can control and look for ways to progress. Focus on executing well, not on your facial expressions when bluffing. In 2013, a graduate student at Tufts University conducted a study using videos from the 2009 World Series of Poker, WSOP. The aim was to understand how people behave when hiding secrets, specifically in poker. Participants were asked to guess the strength of the player's hands based on their behavior. Some videos only showed the players' faces, while others only showed their arms holding cards. Contrary to common belief, the study found that facial expressions didn't reveal much about the cards players held. Instead, participants made more accurate judgments when they could see only the players' hands. This suggests that in poker, hiding the cards might be more about controlling arm movements than maintaining a poker face. Skillful in poker, Maria's strategy improvements. Maria knew that having a poker face alone doesn't make someone a champion poker player. After hours in a tournament, keeping a neutral expression is exhausting. However, she often tried to read her opponents based on their looks, which were influenced by her own biases. Watching other players' hands can give clues about their cards. Maria also wanted to make her bluffing less obvious. She sought advice from Blake Eastman, a behavioral analyst and former poker player. Eastman analyzed hours of her gameplay videos and found that Maria had a habit of rechecking her cards. This habit signaled that the hand was too complicated to remember with a single glance. Maria often played too predictably early in the evening. This made any change in her behavior later on, especially when she was tired, a clear tell. Instead of acting robotically the entire game, Blake Eastman advised her to focus on consistent execution. He suggested she pause with every action, not just when she needed to think harder. This habit would help her manage fatigue and maintain performance throughout the evening. At the WSOP, Maria struggled with letting go. Maria set a goal to master poker and reach the WSOP in Las Vegas within a year, perfect timing for her book. The challenge arose when she realized the WSOP 2017 was only 7 months away, not an E12. By early fall, Maria showed improvement in tournaments, like placing 193rd in a Monte Carlo event. However, as June approached, she admitted she wasn't fully prepared for the WSOP's $10,000 buy-in. Still, her determination drove her to pursue it anyway. Instead of asking Eric if she was ready, Maria simply informed him she was going to play. Looking back, Maria realized she should have considered her situation, as poker experts had advised. Although the World Series of Poker, WSOP, was 5 months earlier than planned, she was reluctant to adjust. Deep down, she was eager to win money and earn recognition for mastering poker in less than a year. Despite feeling the beginnings of a migraine on the morning of the tournament's first day, Maria refused to withdraw from the $10,000 event. Hours later, she found herself vomiting on the bathroom floor of the Rio Hotel and Casino. Missteps in a high-stakes tournament. Due to the buy-ins for each round, Maria returned to the table with fewer chips each time she left. Despite some luck, she made it to the second day of the tournament. However, her performance deteriorated significantly by then. In one crucial hand, Maria had a strong pair of cards and impulsively raised without taking a moment to consider her move. Later, she faced an opponent whose actions suggested a powerful hand. Instead of folding, Maria called. It turned out her opponent held the best possible hand, a nut flush, forcing Maria out of the tournament. Stay present by anticipating distractions to maintain focus. Maria's year of poker went beyond practice. After the WSOP, she decided not to quit a game that had taught her valuable life lessons. Realizing she needed a fresh perspective, she accepted psychologist and mental game coach Jared Tendler's offer for sessions. Even with her psychology background, Maria sought a second opinion to enhance her poker skills. When you sit at the poker table, you bring your emotional baggage. Ultimately, you're only human. To play your best game, understanding and managing your emotions before they influence your play is crucial. Through practice, you can anticipate emotional triggers and stay focused on your decisions. Tendler gave Maria a task: identify what emotions triggered her and how they affected her thoughts and actions during play. She was to uncover the root cause of these triggers as best she could. Afterward, she would create a statement to use in challenging situations. Deal with emotional challenges in competition. Upon reflection, Maria realized that many of the emotional disturbances affecting her game were caused by men. Specifically, some men would provoke her with unwanted attention or condescending advice. In one instance, a man from Texas persistently asked her out for a drink and continued to do so during the game, despite her mentioning she was married. He even brought up his son's death before asking again. When the organizers refused to relocate him to another table, Maria's anger led to a mistake that cost her a pot and ultimately led to her elimination from the tournament. Fortunately, Maria discovered a straightforward solution to handle similar situations. In the future, she could wear noise-canceling headphones before her emotions could affect her game. Progress and achievement in poker. Maria began to overcome her doubts about belonging in poker when she realized that even top players are only human. As her confidence grew, she started to perform better at the tables. In a tournament in Prague with a €2,200 buy-in, approximately $2,500, she finished 20th. Shortly after, in January 2018, she achieved a significant milestone by winning her first major international title at the 2018 Poker Stars Caribbean Adventure National Event, earning $84,600. Key points. 1. Life is a balance of skill and chance, just like in poker. 2. Learning from failure is essential for long-term success. 3. Take risks in life, but always have a strategy and stay resilient. 4. Social expectations can shape our decisions, but breaking free can unlock growth. 5. Success comes from focusing on execution, not luck or external opinions. 6. Consistency and emotional control are key to mastering any skill. 7. Handling setbacks with a positive attitude helps you grow and stay focused.